imposter syndrome.
Eat fresh, folks. We are back for another episode of Subway Series. I am Leon Spears.
And I'm Patty Schlugenflogger.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to our Subway show, Subway Series show.
This is the podcast where we just talk about Subway. And we don't only talk about it. We try foods from Subway. We discuss, you know, our lives in addition to Subway. We even talk about, you know, things we're looking forward to in the Subway world.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the section we talk about, subculture.
That's a subculture coming up soon, folks.
Coming up soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we're here. We're back. I mean, another good week, I think, Patty. What do you say? I mean, another, Subway-filled week.
I had a great week.
Did you?
You know, sometimes you'll try something new, like Monday, you know, for lunch.
Sure.
And then you get
stuck.
Let me
picture it, and it's Monday.
It's
I got a
Monday.
Kiss Mondays.
Oh, gosh. But then this is going to pull you right out of that. I think my son's home.
He
just pulled
son.
Up in the drive. It's all right.
Yeah. His hog.
Don't call him dirty. Well, he wears leather. That's all.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Not
so
my lifestyle.
Let's just dive into it.
Oh, my gosh.
Leon.
Yes, Patty.
So.
Darling.
Well. on Monday, I tried for the first time, I tried that new Fresh Melt. Why are you laughing?
Because I tried a Fresh Melt this week myself, Patty.
It's been
Patty Melt.
It's been a melt week. Oh my God.
We've never even thought of it.
Patty Melt.
Your name should have been Patty Melt.
Well, my last name is Schlugenflager, which is it? I mean, it's not a type of sandwich.
A Schlugenflager.
Schlugenflager.
And where's that hail from? What's
Germany.
The... Okay, sure.
Germany. Can't you tell
that?
By my nose?
If you go to a big German nose. If you go to Germany, you go to one of those stands, one of those pub stands, and you say, give me a Schlugenflager, what do you get?
You get kind of a pretzel with a bunch of mustard on it, and
already
there's another pretzel. Generally, there will be another pretzel on top of that, and you can eat them together, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's
sure.
Kind of a sandwich, kind of not.
Pretzel sandwich, but it's a dealer's choice.
Exactly. It'd be a little weird if my name meant sandwich.
I'll tell you one thing. You know where you won't find any kind of pretzel whatsoever? Subway.
Exactly.
They have
unless
no pretzel.
unless you get a bag of Snyder's, but that's not on their.
Sure.
That's not like they
that's
don't
make Subway
that.
Brand.
The sandwich
sure.
artists do
and
not.
And I
make
don't
that.
Personally, I don't go when I get my footlong or my half.
You're sexy.
My halfy.
You're looking real sexy today.
Thank you, darling. No. Come on. I don't get any of the non-Subway brand things. They Lay's baked Lay's potato chips. I say. Unless it's Subway brand chips, I'm actually okay.
You know, I don't know if I ever knew that about your Subway experience.
That's my order. Yeah. I don't get soda. I just get the Subway water,
okay.
Subway cookie, Subway sandwich.
Okay.
Subway sub.
I like that. I respect that.
Thank you. And I respect you.
I'm quite the opposite. I like to partake okay. in the entire experience.
A full
So I
u- picture.
I do usually get a baked barbecue lay. I
sure.
get a, you know, Hawaiian punch. I get a...
Ugh.
Well, I try to drink juice and stay healthy. Oh. I eat fresh, you know.
Sure, absolutely.
And then, yeah, usually I would say I get one of those red velvet cookies they got now with the white chocolate chips.
Oh my gosh, to die for.
And then sometimes if I'm feeling really crazy, I'll get one of those chocolate milks for the kids and I'll drink it myself.
Okay, it'll say, you'll do a thing where you're like, wait till the kids get a load of this. Or like, wait till the kids hear about this.
Exactly. Little does Joe at Subway know.
Joe Subway, yeah.
That I don't have kids.
Thank you.
Well, I do, but he's an adult.
Yes. Well, he just got home. We could ask him, but we won't. He probably doesn't
no,
want
he
nothing
hates
to do with
we,
us.
He
He's
hates
made
when
it
we
very
bring
clear.
Him in here.
Yes, absolutely. Go to your room. No. What was the melt?
Hey,
that you
Dave.
Just saying hey. Just want him to know we're in here.
Whoa.
You know, that's how I know he's doing okay.
Yikes.
Actually. So
okay, that's good.
If he doesn't say anything, that's when you got to go looking for him.
That's really nice. What was the melt? Tell me about the melt you got. I'll talk about the melt I got, and we'll just absolutely talk melts.
I had for the first
time. These
are
fresh melts.
These are fresh and they're new, so they're fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I had
brand spanking fresh.
I had the chicken and bacon ranch melt.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah, it was delicious. I
was
ate it?
It
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's Wednesday now.
Yes. And you ate it. You've ate it for the past 3 days.
I'll probably eat it tomorrow too. I don't know if I really? If I'll make it till Friday, but
you liked it though. You really did.
Oh, I loved it.
What? What about it? What about it? Really.
Well,
sang to you.
The spinach.
So not the bacon, not the chicken,
or the ranch,
or the ranch,
or the bread.
But it was the something about the spinach.
It was the spinach. And okay. this is why I say that, because their marketing got me, all right? So we usually pull up the Subway website when we're recording Subway
yes,
series.
Yes, we both have it up here just in case, just to fact check ourselves. We know everything we need to know about it, but like...
And we consider ourselves kind of do-gooders for Subway. We're not employed by them yet. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But we...
We'll see it by the end of this episode. We might actually finally try to apply.
We'd love to apply. We'd love to get even sponsored, you know? Sure. Oh, so I just want the people to know, this is what you're going to get if you order the chicken and bacon ranch
melt. Yeah, let's hear it for the folks.
The chicken and bacon ranch melt brings together the savory flavors and melty cheese you crave with tomatoes and spinach you can feel good about. Why compromise when you can have it all? So it's kind of a salad.
Wow.
And that's what...
Salad sandwich.
That's what got me to order it was...
Chicken,
the spinach.
Bacon, ranch, salad, sandwich.
So creamy.
But that spinach was really present, a leading character in the sandwich itself. Wow.
Indeed. Wow. And Leon, I'd recommend it if you haven't tried it. It's new.
I've not had it.
What did you try this week?
I had... now I can't stop thinking about that chicken and bacon ranch. I got, I sort of went more classic. I just got the Italian BMT melt.
Ah, back to the basics.
Sure. And you know, we know what a BMT is.
Bacon marinara?
Bacon. I like to say bacon and tomato. But it's a
mozzarella.
Is it mozzarella? Yeah.
Meatball.
Yeah. They don't... Oh. Now your flavors are crave... Okay. Let me just say what it is.
Please. For George's sake.
It's three craveable meats, melty cheese, and fresh veggies. It's not too good to be... It's not too good to be true.
So is that tea for something other than tomato?
It's the Italian BMT melt. Now you can get the flavors you crave along with the goodness of fresh tomatoes, peppers, and onions, and that's a win-win. So I'm going to say that the BMT is a bacon.
Well, let's see. I'm looking at the image here.
I'm going to Google.
Is it mayonnaise? Because I see a lot of mayonnaise.
Let's see. Hold on. BMT.
Or maybe it's like three
sandwich.
The three meats, the B, the M, and the T. So
oh,
it's like
maybe.
Bacon.
What is a BMT sandwich? Oh, it's totally different. It's BMT stands for biggest, meatiest, tastiest.
Oh,
and it's
my
comprised
God.
Of pepperoni, salami, and ham.
Pepperoni, salami, and ham. I would have called it shp. Salami, ham, pepperoni, SHP, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, BMT, sir. Jessica Parker. So it's lonely spice pepperoni and black forest ham. And I knew that, but I just wanted to double check.
And
wow.
I'm seeing on Subway's menu, they do have an R in a circle next to BMT, which...
Trademark.
Yeah, but what's R stand for? Can you look that up in your dictionary over there?
Sure, yeah. R.
Google R.
R. R. R. R. R. Oh, the first thing that comes up in my Google search is, are you hungry?
Yeah. Always.
I sure am. Oh, wait, what's Are You Hungry? Oh, that's a place. Oh, that's a Rutgers University.
Is it for rights holder?
No, I don't know about this.
Rights holder?
I don't like this. No, no, no. We're getting too far away from the meat of the sandwich. I'm going to tell you
registered
this.
Trademark.
Trademark.
Registered trademark.
Registered trademark. Rrrrrrrrrr. I'm going to say this, Patty. As much as I love all the meats that Subway has to offer, this sandwich was unfortunately a bit of a miss for me.
What? Why you say that?
Because I feel as though they have other sandwiches that sort of achieve what they're going for better than the BMT with the same similar components. Like I could get, I'm a big fan of the custom order or taking a menu item and just sort of deconstructing it,
Leon, I
breaking
feel like,
it apart.
I feel like that's just not true. I mean, you wouldn't be able to build your orders without these these masterpieces that have inspired you.
That's absolutely true. I do stand on the shoulders of giants when it comes to these sandwiches, but I feel just as a BMT on its own, I want a spicy pepper. I want some sort of crunchy crunch. I want some sort of double cheese, a toasted, another kind of bread. I want something more than what they're giving me.
Okay, it's just too paper. Basic.
Too basic. To be basic.
Meat.
Tang.
Trademark.
That's right.
BMT.
Still tasty. Not the slogan. I still ate fresh. Still good. But not up to par with maybe some other creations that I've come across.
Okay. And at our now fair let me ask with. You this. After this okay. week, I would say maybe my favorite type is a fresh melt. Are you just stepping away from the fresh melts?
No, I wouldn't say I'm not as a category as a, at large.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
No. Just the BMT. I felt was a little too confident as a sandwich for maybe what it's offering is okay. all.
I get it. I like
fresh
it.
Melts in general.
Throw a banana pepper on there and maybe it's your
maybe
new
it's mine.
Creation.
Exactly.
Maybe it's yours.
Maybe it's mine. Put a cookie in there at the
you
end.
You want me to put the cookie in there?
I want you to do whatever you like. But that's really nice. So we both had our, but you and I, so only I only had that on Monday myself. I didn't repeat like you did. The past couple of days I've just had my usual, which is, you know, tuna, toasted tuna, cheesy bread, tuna, olive, lettuce, tomato, oil mayo. And vinegar, mayo. Mayo. Extra tuna. Did I say tuna? Already?
Yeah, I think so.
Think so? I just sort of stick with the class, you know, go with what I like. You know, I know what I like.
Even though mm-hmm. part of the show, welcome to Subway Series.
Thank you.
Is we do, you know, we try to try new items on the menu at least once a week just yes. to bring something in and talk about it. And usually I get hooked on it and I'm hooking all week. And then you come in, you're like, I tried it. I didn't like it. I'm back to tuna.
Sure. I usually always go back to Mr. Tuna. Just because it's so comfortable for me. I need
it's comfort food.
It's quite literally comfort food.
And it's portable. You can leave it out.
Oh, no problem.
It doesn't matter.
That's the thing about Subway. So let's go over a couple things about Subway, first of all.
Yes, for the listeners.
We do the Subway diet. Really, which is
breakfast,
like...
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
BLD. And, trademark.
Exactly. BLD. And we do... We eat Subway all the time.
I get the Black Forest ham, egg, and cheese every morning.
Oh, yum.
On a flatbread.
Mmm. And I... Yes, of course. Get away from these melts. Breakfast.
What do you get every morning?
For breakfast, I'll do a steak, egg, and cheese for sure. I'll ask them to sort of cut it up into like inch and a half segments because I can't do a big full breakfast early in the morning. I like
you kinda
to do
eat like one every 20 minutes.
I'll do a 9 a.m. chunk. I'll do a 10:30 piece, and I'll do a maybe 11:30.
Oh, I didn't realize they were that spread apart.
Yeah, I can't really. Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Just I have a sensitive. For some reason, I have this sensitive stomach.
And we're trying to, you know, kind of nail that down and fight that off with this new Subway diet.
We're trying to stave it off, yeah. And of course, so, and I know what you're going to say, listeners out there, what happened with former...
He who must not be named, Jared.
Jared. The former spokesman for Subway, Big Pants, you all know, awful monster. He is behind those bars. Is he still alive? I don't think anyone really knows.
I don't know. I mean, COVID is ravaging
it's
the prison system.
It's similar to Epstein. It's like no one really knows kind of what befell him behind those bars.
It is similar to Epstein.
Thank you. It literally is similar.
I think Jared was framed.
Wow.
No.
Oh, no. Well, we used to have Jared literally framed on our wall before we found out. We had him with his big pants, and he was like, hey, look at his pants. That's kind of what inspired us.
He used to be our mood board.
He used to be the only.
Well, that and a menu.
Yeah. And then he went, you know, he got canceled and he crash landed, you know, into some, you know, something awful. But we sort of took up the mantle and we don't get paid. We're not paid sponsor. You know, we don't get commercials. Not yet. Our pants, you know, are a little bit looser.
They still fit quite fine.
We wear them normal.
I'm wearing them.
But it's a little right budge. Now. There's a little bit of give. But we said, what would it be like? Well, what would it be like if we did the big diet, the Subway Jared diet, but without all the nasty
vegetables.
Yuck. Oh.
And also his bad habits.
And also the horrible, yeah, all that stuff. We were like, let's take that away. Let's just focus on the food.
So we eat a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We don't eat anything else.
Nope.
But that does allow us to order whatever we want at Subway.
At Subway.
Three times a day.
Exactly.
Every day.
Every day.
We're on week 16?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yep, that's right.
All right.
And honestly, going pretty well so far.
It's going pretty well. I can see a change.
I'll say this. I'm very regular. It sort of literally goes right through me, so which keeps me fit and
tight.
You can
count on it, yeah.
You can literally count on it.
What do you mean?
Meaning you can count. They put up the calories on the board, of course. So you can measure out the calories. You say, okay, I'm going to put this much in, and I know that in about an hour, half an hour time, it's going to go right through me, and I'll be ready for my next
meal at Subway.
Meal at Subway.
All right, I see what you're saying.
I have a question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
What is your, and this is kind of a con.
What, Leon?
This is kind of a controversial question topic.
Okay, well, bring it on.
What is your what is your favorite / what do you think is the best Subway bread?
Oh, we've yet to go here.
I know. And it is, I'll list them for you.
Okay. Please, list them for the people. I know what they are.
I will. 9-grain wheat, Italian herbs and cheese. Honey oat, jalapeno cheese, Parmesan oregano, rye bread.
That's new.
And gluten-free bread.
Won't touch it.
No. What? What's up? What do you think?
Italian herbs and cheese, baby.
That's what I was going to say, and I knew it, and that's got to be hands down, right?
Italian herbs and cheese. Gotta hands be. Down.
Sometimes, you know, Patty, this is a little secret. Sometimes I'll go in. If it's sort of like a 2 p.m., right? And I'll go in, and I've already had my big lunch. I'll go in there.
What do you do at 2 p.m.?
Well, I'll just, if I have a break, you know, at work. I'm a telemarketer, you know, telemarketers.
Both.
Different companies, but.
Same office park. Subway right across the street.
And I'll go in at 2 p.m. And they're sort of, they're in Ohio. Telemarketers, two separate companies. One Subway across the street. Starbucks, Subway across the street.
Well, it's Starbucks, Subway, Starbucks.
Across the street. Yes, you're right. So I'll go in at 2 p.m. after the lunch rush. Because I'll just be like, I just want to, can we talk about this really quick before I go into this?
I know what you're going to say.
The smell.
Oh, gosh. We smell all the time.
We smell like Subway.
We smell like Subway. The only thing better than smelling like Subway is tasting like
it.
Subway.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I'll come home from a long day of telemarketing and a long day of Subway.
Wait, what do you do at 2 p.m., honey?
I go in at 2 p.m. and I'll, after the lunch rush, and there's sort of, it's chaos in there.
No.
Because it's after the lunch rush, of course.
They're just getting everything stocked?
Flim flam and cheese, it's cheese on the ceiling.
Provolone?
There's provolone on the ceiling. There's Swiss on the floor. There's Black Forest ham just tucked into the shirts. There's everything. It's chaos. Because these
like
customers.
Like a meaty pocket square.
Oh, like a meat pocket. And these customers are savage. We're fine. We know what we want. That's the thing about Subway. You have to go in and you have to know what you want. These people go in like, can I get, oh, sorry, I didn't mean it. No tomato, please. Take that off. Can you toast it again?
Yeah, do it with the avocado.
Can you put my chipotle on the side? It's just like,
it's a mess.
Fucker.
It's a fucker mess.
Motherfucker. Go in there. Know what you want. But I'll go in at 2 p.m. and I'll say, hey, honey, Lorraine or whoever, Michelle.
Joe.
Bob Byrne, whatever it is, I'll say, just give me an untoasted half inch, six inch Italian herb and cheese, plain.
Just a little loaf.
No, and you know what? Most of the time, 9 times out of 10, I get it for free. Because they've seen me about an hour before getting my usual, my tuna, my extra tuna. I'll go in there again. I'll say, give me a soft room temp 6-inch Italian urban cheese.
Oh.
And they'll say, you know what, Michelle or Bob or whoever, they'll slide it across the stinky, or dirty Joe. Counter, or Joe, sure. And they'll say, you know what, this one's on the house. And I'll eat it right. I'll be like, you know what, thank you. And I'll eat it in right front there. Of you. I'll just herbs. Oh,
so many herbs.
So many herbs.
So much cheese.
We should name the herbs and the cheeses that are on there.
Oregano.
Oregano.
Thyme.
Thyme.
Parsley.
Parsley.
Sage.
Sage. Rosemary.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's it. And the cheeses, of course.
Say it with me. Mozzarella. Mozzarella. Asiago.
Asiago. Parmigiano.
Parmigiano. Reggiano.
Reggiano.
Sorry, my cat is trying to get in here. Listen.
Provolone.
I think, listeners,
yes.
If you want, I think what the listeners,
what are we doing?
I think what the listeners really want is for Michelle, Bob Burns,
Joe,
and who is that? Lorraine.
Lorraine.
I think what they really want is for them to come on the show as guests. As like
panel,
some big,
a
maybe
panel.
Like episode 20 or something.
Oh my gosh, that would be incredible.
And I want to know what they think about us. I want to know what they think about the sandwiches, what it's like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it's like behind the scenes?
Put yourself, picture, oh my gosh, what I wouldn't give. If I wasn't a telemarketer,
if I wasn't doing my dream job.
If I wasn't living my dream as a telemarketer, I would be behind
sandwich artist.
Sandwich line. I just say, toasted or untoasted, 6-inch foot long.
What kind of cheese?
What kind of cheese? Extra meat.
We're out of that.
We don't have olives.
Exactly.
Cucumbers? Oh, no.
Oh, no. Those are extra. Is that okay?
Oh, no.
Are you aware?
Is a pickle a cucumber? You would know if you worked.
Oh, you
Subway.
Would know so much.
Baked Lays? Not my thing.
Okay. Well, you don't have to deal with those. You might have to stock them every once in a while if you worked there. But I think you'd be okay with that.
Sure,
you don't have
sure,
to
sure.
eat them.
Let's just also squash this rumor right away.
Okay.
The meat at Subway? It's real.
Yeah, let's
people
talk
are out
about
here,
this.
And people are out here saying, oh, it tastes like freaking rubber plastic shit. Oh, it smells like it tastes, which is donkey dung.
Oh, I could get that stuff at the grocery store. No,
no
you couldn't.
No, you can't. Are you kidding me? Go into a regular A&P Key Food, tell me, and take a big sniff in the deli section. Tell me if you smell what the Subway is cooking. I don't think so, honey.
I don't think so, honey. Subway being stomped on.
Okay, I do think so, honey. Subway in a big way.
Listen,
okay,
I gotta tell you, I've got some facts here for you and for the listeners. I actually came prepared today. I thought you might
did?
Say something about this because I've seen the headlines.
Okay.
I've seen the tweets.
Oh, you did.
And here are some recent improvements that Subway has made. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
High fructose corn syrup no longer used in Subway products.
Okay. Healthy ass.
They've added spinach as a core vegetable topping. Okay?
Which you love.
They've added whole grain bread offerings. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? I could go on.
Which is huge. And you should.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. They have reduced sodium of their core products in North America and globally.
Can we say huge? People don't talk about that enough.
And also, they've transitioned.
Also,
they've transitioned. Big news.
Hold on.
All
easy.
All U.S. turkey and chicken products used in subs, wraps, and salads to be made with poultry raised without antibiotics.
That's right.
Before, that's huge.
Before year ago, full of it.
Oh, fake ass antibiotics. Chicken breasts.
Fake ass, and we petitioned. We stood
big
outside.
Fake titted chickens.
Fake
we were
breast.
In the streets. We took to the streets.
We took the streets and we had our signage.
We waited for them to make that change.
No meat.
Until we did this experiment.
Sure.
I'll call it what it is.
Absolutely. And I think our words, our prayers were answered and heard loud and clear because now you won't find a single, if you want to have an antibiotic detector.
If you want an antibiotic, go to Walgreens.
Ugh, God, Walgreens.
Don't even get Leon started
oh
on the
Walgreens.
Oh
my God. I have a lawsuit with Walgreens as far as my ass can throw. Okay?
How is that going, by the way?
Bad. I'm losing bad. I'm deep
well, listen,
water.
If you need a witness or a character
witness
testament.
Witness Houston. I've, okay. And you were, Because I've asked you before and you were unsure if you would sort of stand by my side. I do need all the help I can get.
Oh, I said, what did I say?
I thought I mentioned it to you on our break one time, and you said, oh, I don't know. I was like, what are you doing Thursday? And you were like, I'm free. And I was like, I'm testifying against Walgreens. And you were like, actually, I have a big movie night with my pals.
Well, Thursday.
And I was like, oh, you just said you were free. It's interesting.
I think I was feeling ill. Wait, what did I say?
You said you had a big movie night with your pals.
That's what I meant. We were watching The Big Sick. So I was feeling like it was going to be sick.
Right. Night. And I lost, you know, it's a losing battle, but I think I'll come out on top. Because Walgreens, I see right through you.
Yeah.
But that's not what the show is.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry
don't
that you...
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to, you know, the judge.
Okay.
So I want to talk about something, which is kind of a hot topic
as
well.
Do not tell me you're trying to talk about the protein balls.
I'm trying to talk about these dang ass protein balls.
How did I know? I saw it in your
eye. What do we think? Because I kind of go back and I go forth about these protein balls because on the one hand, these things look disgusting.
But on the other hand, they look delicious and like exactly what we've been eating.
They taste dang delicious. Because what I love is can I have a salad, a sandwich, no bread, all in one, warm.
And if that's what you want, that's your protein bowl. That's what you get.
And they have all this jizzy dressing all over. You know what I mean? But you know what I'm talking about.
It's just ranch or blue cheese or
liquefied
cheese whiz.
Oh. I'm looking at it, and God, it looks so good. Look at the cold cut combo bowl.
Oh, let me pull up the menu online. Hold on.
Just look at how detailed, so much meat. Okay, here's what it says. Can't pick just one protein for your protein bowl? Try three. The cold cut combo features heaping portions of ham, salami, and bologna, all turkey-based.
I don't even see that one. Oh,
it's
yeah,
on the left. Plus lettuce, tomato, cucumbers, and more. First of all, say and more, just tell us what it is. You know what I mean? My one gripe with Subway. Just like, let's talk about it all.
I'm not feeling these bowls. It's too much lettuce and
not
too much
meat. Oh.
No, it's too much meat too.
I think the presentation is what's bothering me because it looks just like someone just like dropped a pallet of cold cuts on top of a salad and was like, oh, we'll just sell this. But I like integrate, chop it up maybe a little bit, or maybe like divide and conquer. Don't just have a layer of meat on top of your bowl.
But if you're
okay,
think. I mean, I don't know. Think in the mind of a sandwich artist, a day in the life. Put yourself in their shoes.
Okay, perfect. Tiny shoes or not? I don't know.
Probably with those little booties on them.
Little booties, and yeah, the hairnet.
Sanitary.
Okay, picturing it.
You're making sandwiches left and right. Well, really, just left to right.
Forward. Oh, sure.
Forward.
Left
down
to
the
right. Exactly. Well, right to left, actually.
No.
Okay. If you're ordering,
depends
it's left
on the
to right.
Location.
Right. That's true.
And who you are.
I saw Subway locations one time that did it from up to down.
No way.
Yeah.
They shoot it down like a slide at the end?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Can I get double provolone?
And then you put your trash up in one of those like bank
mail
suction tubes?
Suckers. Mm-hmm.
A mail
You say,
sucker.
I'm all done. You fold up your paper or whatever. And, and it sucks back up.
That's amazing. What Pretty was cool. it, an old bank?
Yep.
And playground McDonald's
it was,
play
it was,
place?
It was an old bank McDonald's playground play place. Yeah. That's right.
Was that in
Condemned.
Columbus?
Let me go back in my mind bank. It was Olympus. Yeah. So you know it.
I said Columbus.
Oh, it was Olympus.
Oh, well, snooze you lose.
Amen.
All right. So you're in the mindset now. Perfect. You're in the mindset of a sandwich artist.
Oh, here I am.
You're making all these sandwiches.
Mm. And for you? Sorry, I'm just playing the part.
No, that's good. That's
and for
good.
You, sir, ma'am?
Exactly. Or, you know, friend.
Mom, they?
Equal.
Them? Equal.
And
persona.
Basically, you're just in the mindset of sandwich. So then you get one of these protein bowls asked of you.
Yeah.
And you got to put all the same ingredients.
Can you order it for me? Just because I'm now
a
method. I'm kind of in the zone.
Sure. Can I get a tuna protein bowl?
Perfect. Absolutely. Give me 1 second. And then so you'd have to sort of assemble. I imagine you have to assemble from the ground up from the worst ingredient on the bottom.
You got to put your greens down there.
But get your greens.
And that's
down.
Kind of the opposite way of the line normally, right? Isn't it like the cheese, greens are at the end, meat, and then the vegetables?
So now I'm going. It's like 1 second, and I go to the back, go to the left, and right. I or the right, and I.
Oh, I bet they hate. Making
I bet
protein
they hate
bowls.
It because the tuna scoops famously are on right there,
right at
in the
tip
first.
Top. Mm-hmm. So there's no way they're going to integrate the whole salad as one or chop stuff up. It's got to look like this horrible stack of ingredients. Because that's
you know what?
How the line works.
You know what I'd love to see is a cross reference. No,
cross section.
Cross section of a bowl.
Yeah,
because it's like you know what I'm thinking now. It's kind of like a 7-layer dip for lunch, but without all the cream
like
and the calories.
Like
it's all the a trifle pudding.
Parfait. Pudding.
Oh my god, barfait.
Barfait. A buffet.
But it's meat and it's cheese and it's guac
spinach.
And it's spinach or whatever. Tuna on top.
You okay?
I'm going to throw up. I'm so excited.
I forget you have that.
I have an
condition.
Yeah, I have what's called excitement reflux. It's not a big deal. So maybe next time we go in, we get a protein bowl and we sort of deconstruct it. We examine it and see for ourselves exactly what's going on. Because I just write them off.
Next week, protein bowls.
All right,
bowls.
Next week, protein bowls.
Which one do you think you'll get?
I'll probably get the, I'll probably get the Cali Fresh steak bowl.
All right, then I'll go Cali Fresh turkey. No. I haven't had a sweet onion chicken teriyaki in a while. So I think that sweet onion chicken teriyaki is going to do me good next week.
Nothing like some hot, pre-made hot sauced chicken on a salad, but in a bowl on top. Oh, I could die.
Just hunks of protein.
Don't
get too excited. I love when you almost barf. All right.
But now when I eat.
I think it.
Is it time?
I think it's time.
All right.
For subculture.
Here we go, folks.
All right.
Subculture is what it sounds like.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Hello.
Subculture.
Hello.
Every week we bring in one aspect of Subway's culture that is not the food that we want to explore with one another, with our fans,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, like we keep saying, eventually with Subway herself.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you got?
Subway.
What do you got for us this week with the subculture there, Leon?
Sure. So let's see.
You were kind of hinting at a job application earlier.
Yes. So my thing is I've been talking. So in my experience recently with ordering, I've been trying to get a couple questions in edgewise of the people behind the counter, just being like, hey, like. You know, like, are you okay? Like, how are you being treated? Like, is this job as amazing as it looks?
And smells.
And people aren't really reticent. Is that a word?
Sure.
To give me answers. They're always just like, oh, yeah, okay, that'll be $19.50, sir.
But they kind of act like, you know, oh, big brother's watching. I got to be cool.
Kind of what it feels like. So I'm like, maybe we should just... we should apply ourselves and see exactly.
I'm not opposed to it.
You know, what's going on?
They are open till 11 p.m., so we could work after our shift
at
the office park.
Oh, that's true. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine getting free? Because they have to get free.
We'd get
sandwich.
Free Subway. We'd also be as rich as and thick as thieves.
We could
be
so thick.
We would be so rich over there working two jobs.
Yes. Okay, so I'm just going to look up really quick just the application... Just sort of process here.
All right.
Your address or zip code. Okay, no problem. I can put that in. No big deal. Okay. And we're in Dayton, of course.
Yeah, type that in.
Okay, typing it in and continue. Enter my email. No problem. Okay, and I'm putting in the email. I am not a robot. Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, they made you do one of those little quizzes?
Just a CAPTCHA, just being like, test. I'm not a robot. It's like, I feel like I would know, or would I?
I don't think you would.
Ooh, okay, position, sandwich artist or manager?
I think we ought to start
sandwich
as sandwich
artist. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
God.
So my first name is Leon. Leon. And my last, my middle name, I don't have one. It's a bit of a soft spot. And Spears. Address number 1. 1, 2.
Don't say it out loud.
Okay. Avenue. Okay. Okay. City. Dayton. Okay. State. Ohio. Zip code.
This is so fascinating.
1. Mm-hmm. 112. Let's see. Questionnaire information. Have you ever worked at a Subway restaurant before? No. Are you legally able to be employed by this country? I'm going to say yes, even though it's kind of a gray area still.
It's because you're in court with Walgreens.
I know, it's Walgreens. Date available to start. Should I put tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay. What type of position are you seeking? Full-time or part-time? I'll say part-time for now.
Yeah.
Total hours available per week. I'm just going to say 24 just to give them the most, you know, the most. Or no, per week. That's different.
Are we going to do all this during the podcast?
No, I think we probably shouldn't. Why don't you give me your subculture and I'll just kind of tell you where I
end up where on the application. Mm-hmm. Just because it's been a while since I've done a job application, but I feel like you got
kind of boring.
A lot of stuff like your last job, your references.
No. Not here. Just highest level of education.
Well, you might be on step one. It might take you to... All right. Well, you work on that. I'm just going to read you this new update.
Okay. Hit me, sister.
All right. So, Subway restaurants and Netflix have invited children to try something new.
Oh, and Netflix? I know that. I have them.
So, Green Eggs and Ham on Netflix has come to Subway with a partnership. And basically, you follow around Sam I Am and Guy Am I. And they make a new sandwich. And... in New York and L.A., so you can't do it in Ohio yet.
Oh, yet.
You can
we'll see about that.
You can go to Subway and see, oh, this is a poem. Oh, wait. Should I just read the poem?
Yeah, read it. Read
I'm
the poem.
Skimming this.
They're not
going to
let me
release.
Apply. I think they do an automatic background check real quick, and they said something came up, and I'm actually really nervous about this. So I really, this is.
You should close that out.
I'm closing it out right now.
All right,
read the poem. Oh, okay. I love it. Leave this. Read it.
See, I thought I was reading a press release. This is a freaking Dr. Seuss
dang ass poem.
Oh, they got a game on here. I'll play that when we're done recording.
Okay.
Okay. Something awesome is cooking, and we'll give you a tip. Green Eggs and Ham on Netflix has come to Subway, a new partnership. Following the duo of Sam I Am and Guy Am I comes a colorful new sandwich. Give it a try. Do you like ham? Because we got it, and green eggs too. In New York and L.A., come try something new.
Wait.
In all other cities, there's something awaiting, whimsilarating, game one, I've had fun creating. When you get your order from Subway, a fresh kit for kids' meals, you'll get the game in Sam's suitcase. What'll it reveal? Oh. This is horrible.
It's awful, but I'm kind of into
there's
it.
A little bit more.
Okay, let's hear the rest, please.
No spoilers here, but we've got veggies for sure, plus a show about friends on an adventure-filled tour.
Are they talking about Friends?
I think.
Okay.
I think so.
A show. It's a weird way to describe Friends is just a show about friends. Although I bet that's how they originally pitched it. Is there any more?
So tune in. Yeah, there's a final.
Tuna?
There's a final couplet. No.
Oh, I just got horny for tuna.
So tune in this fall for more Guy and Sam and hit your neighborhood Subway for some green eggs and ham.
Wow.
And now, there's, you can do a watch party.
For green eggs?
Mm-hmm.
And your Subway sandwich? Now, I'm a little confused.
Me too.
Why? I get the Green Eggs and Ham Netflix if they're doing that. That's fine. Dr. Seuss, everyone loves. But what does that have to do? Because, like, I don't particularly think that Subway should be advertising green eggs and ham. That's just rotten food. Oh, my God.
I found two more poems.
Let's read them both. Let's read them both.
All right.
What else are we doing, you know?
You're invited. It's finally here.
Hey.
Green Eggs and Ham. Let's let out a cheer.
Did Lin-Manuel Miranda enter the
No, Dr.
chat?
Lin-Manuel Seuss wrote this. To celebrate its here-ness, we'll do something neat. We'll host a watch party with delicious food to eat.
Oh.
So let's gather around and I'll share a bite. An event such as this needs a magical night.
Why?
All right. And then this other thing I'm seeing here is Oh, it's for the coloring sheet.
Okay.
So you can print a Subway.
Don't color on your laptop, Patty.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you highlighted your laptop. That's okay. Well, no problem.
That's dry erase.
Okay.
All right. So you can print this out and, you know, don't even worry about wasting paper. It's Green Eggs and Ham on Netflix with Subway. Print it out. All right.
That's what it said. Okay.
Grab pencils and crayons.
Oh, wow. There's Yeah, go.
Grab pencils and crayons and fill in the seam. You choose the colors that were partial to green.
Whoa.
So print and get going. Oh, the colors will shine. Hey. It's for the whole family. So have a great time. Cool.
Wow.
I bet there's more if I click around.
Yeah, I guess that's wild. That's very exciting. I mean, that's some subculture.
Nobody's talking about this.
I haven't heard of hide nor hair.
Well, yeah, this is, I guess it is truly subculture. It's beneath the culture.
It's a sub-subculture.
We should, hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
And that's been subculture.
That's it. Wow, that's subculture, baby. That's it. Wow. And, you know, we always, as always, we invite the listener to write in and rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Write a review and tell us what your favorite Subway sandwich is.
And if it's a fresh melt or protein bowl.
Fresh melt, protein
tell
bowl.
Tell us that.
Breakfast melt, steak bowl, Cali Fresh, sub, big, footlong, sub.
Wraps.
Wraps, spinach, regular.
I got wraps on the mind after all that.
You do. That was really good, Patty. I've never heard you sort of spit like that.
Oh, did I spit on you?
No.
Well, this has been the Subway Series. I'm Patty Schlugenflogger.
Leon Spears. And as we always say, keep eating.
And keep treating. Listening. That was Subway Series with Patty Schlugenflogger and Leon Spears.
Wow. The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people. So subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday. And, you know, friggin' rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, you stinker.
Shout out to a certain mystery man.
Someone under
left us a glowing review.
Well, and you'll just have to look and find out yourself.
Maybe we'll read it to the listeners at some point, like those other shows do.
Oh, right.
And, whatever. You know,
we're not like other shows. Go ahead.
If you can't be bothered to leave a review, at least follow us.
Which most
us
of
on...
you can't.
No. Well, actually,
some of you can.
The percentage kind of works out.
That's true.
that most of you can.
1 out of 2 ain't bad.
Follow us on Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy.
This has been a Cook Wrap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.